As we gather here this morning, we do so on a blessed day. It is Mother's Day. And I want to thank every one of the mothers that are gathered here. That's not just excluding the men, but we want to thank the mothers. Just sometimes us men do not see the work that a mother does or a grandmother does. We don't see the work they do maybe in the home or outside the home or with the children. And we don't see those little things. But I want to say this morning, and I'm sure you as sons or daughters or husbands, would like to say to your wives that you pay tribute to them for the work that they do. And it is to be able to say, Happy Mother's Day. We thank the Lord for days gone by. And we thank the Lord for help given to mothers in days gone by too. And it is a privilege to say, well, you know, as we have wives, and we thank the Lord for the work they do. But throughout this past year, I want to take it from March of last year, say from likes of Mother's Day last year right through to this year. It has been difficult. Difficult in many, many different ways, which we never ever felt or ever thought we would ever feel before. Some days have been hard. However, on this day, and this Mother's Day today in 2021, I want to come this morning and think of hope. Hope for the future. Hope for the way forward. I think of those which have lost their lives in the last year. It saddens our hearts. I also think of those which have fallen away from God since Mother's Day last year. Maybe you can think of them right now. Maybe it's been breaking your heart. I hope and pray that today that mothers will receive that wonderful gift of sons or daughters or grandchildren coming to know Christ. I've been reading of late a number of books, and there's two men which distinctively have set out, and whenever I read them, there's something that distinctively brings me to mothers on this passage of Scripture. Those are D.L. Moody and also Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Both of those men thought much of this verse of Scripture, which is in Isaiah 45, verse 22. But not only did they think of this verse much, but both of them are unique because they wrote to their mothers. That's not excluding fathers, but they wrote to their mothers. Whenever D.L. Moody wrote to his mother the first time, I want you to listen to her response. She says, I have prayed for a long time that you will become a Christian. See, he wrote to his mother and wrote his mother on many occasions and thought, I know my mother will pray for me. I know my mother will cry tears for me. I know that she desires that I will be born again. And so it was that she saw her son once, so did Spurgeon. He wrote to his mother. He saw that his mother had a desire, had that loving bond. These men knew what it was to have praying mothers. Praying mothers. And I think of this day, and I believe that in each and every one of our lives, that we all matter to the Lord. We all matter. But I pray, as I said already, that the prayers of godly mothers will be answered. That they will see God move. Because I want you to think about this. And you see, whenever God begins to move in a family, other people begin to notice. When God begins to move in a family, their friends begin to notice that something is beginning to happen. When God begins to move in a family, souls get saved. And when God begins to move, things begin to happen. And when God begins to move, there's progression. I want you to be encouraged this morning to earnestly seek God, that you will see progress in your family, and that I will see progress in my family and our loved ones. I want to speak this morning on the requirement of God's children. I want to speak on that subject, the requirement of God's children. I've got three different requirements I want to bring to your attention. And the first requirement is found in the very first word of that verse. It is that word, look. The requirement is to look in the right direction. To look in the right direction. So often people in this world are looking in the wrong direction. They're looking in other places, and other places they cannot find the direction to go forward. So often when people begin to look in the direction which they're going on, it seems to discourage us. And we look around this world, and maybe you do the same as I do. I look around the world and I pray for many a people, but yet it seems to sometimes discourage us when we see people just blatantly disregarding the things of God. You know when I thought of that word in the passage of requirement? I thought of Hannah. You know, Hannah in 1 Samuel, she wanted God to do something in her family. She wanted God to do the impossible. She wanted God to answer her prayer. And she went to the temple realizing that she needed God to do a work. Because when she looked around, she felt discouragement. When she looked at everyone else, she felt brokenhearted. But Hannah, whenever she sought God, she went to the temple, and there as she gathered in that temple, as she gathered in the Lord's house, the only requirement that was set out for Hannah was to look to the Lord. And she knew if she looked to the Lord that she could go forward. Because that's what God calls on every one of us to do, to look forward. And if we look forward, then we want to go forward. Because back there in 1 Samuel, I'm going to read the verse there in 1 Samuel chapter number 3. Or 1, sorry. 1 Samuel chapter number 1, and it's the verse number 13 in that passage. It says these words, "Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, and only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought that she had been drunken. Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thine wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my Lord. I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit, and I have drunk neither wine nor strong drinks, and have poured out my soul before the Lord." And we find that this woman, she went and she came into the house of the Lord, and as she comes into the house of the Lord, she wants to receive encouragement. She wants to receive a word from God. She wants God to move. She wants God to answer her prayers. And look at verse number 17. "Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the Lord of God and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou have asked of him. And she said, Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad." When she came and she looked unto God, when she came and looked unto God, she went home with confidence, knowing that God not only had heard her cry, but that God was answering her prayers. What a joy it is there. This woman, she desired a son. She desired to have a child. What did she do? She looked to God. She just looked to God. And God brought her to the point where she recognized that all she needed to do was just seek God. And for each and every one of us this morning, when we look to God's requirement, God just says, look. Or you can take it this way. Look up. Look up. For whenever we're looking down, we get discouraged. But let us begin to look up. But not one of us can go forward. Not one of us go forward unless we look to the Lord. Unless we ask God. Remember Moses in the Scriptures in Exodus chapter 33? He says, "And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, tarry us not a pence." He wanted God to go with him. He wanted God to be right beside him. And he wanted God to step into the situation. And God was there every step of the way. He wanted God to answer prayer. And I challenge each and every one of our hearts. Is that us this morning? Wanting God to help us to go forward. Wanting God to help you to know the help of God as you look to your families, as your families come and maybe as your families contact you today. As you look to the Lord and you want to see God answer prayers. Are you earnestly crying and God saying, "God, I'm looking to you and I want to see the joy of our families, one for Christ, to see the joy of salvation in the home." Let me give you another example of someone in Scripture who looked to God. Maybe you think, well, this man never thought much of God in his life. Well, many occasions he didn't. You know, the Bible says that whenever he began to look to God, God began to move. And when God began to move in his life, see the wonders which God did. Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, in the Bible, we'll find that Nebuchadnezzar was a man, and he was big, as if he was bigger than everyone else. But remember over in chapter 3 where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were put into that fiery furnace. Remember how that there was them putting him away. And up to that point in his life, Nebuchadnezzar was listening to ungodly advisors and serving and worshipping God. But I want you to remember here that Daniel was giving him a word in season. Maybe he didn't know it. And maybe there's a mother or father here this morning. And you say, well, I'm trying to win my children for Christ. But you know what? They don't seem interested. Maybe that was the frustration with Daniel. When he looked at Nebuchadnezzar, he just didn't. He listened to it for a moment, but then went back to his old ways. But you'll find in this passage of Scripture, as he's back in his old ways, as he's casting him into the fiery furnace, and as he does so, we find that God steps in. For in chapter 3 of Daniel, verse 24, it says, "And Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast 3 men bound in the midst of the fire? And he answered and said unto the king, True, O king. And he said, Lo, I see 4 men. He looked and he saw 4 men walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And one, as he gazed upon them, it says, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. The Son of God. Nebuchadnezzar listened here. And what was Nebuchadnezzar's requirement? To look, verse number 29. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no God that can deliver after this sort. He looked to God. He looked to God. But there's another man in Scripture. We don't need to turn to it. You don't need to turn to it this morning, but it's the book of Jonah. And Jonah was a man, I call him the running missionary. He ran. And he hid. But Jonah was brought to the situation in his life where Jonah had to look up. And that's the requirement of God this morning, just to look up. And just to look unto God. And you'll find in chapter 2 in the verse number 1 it says, And Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the belly, out of the fish's belly. Verse 4, it says, And then I said, I am cast out of the sight, yet I will look again. He began to look. I will look again towards thy holy temple. And he began to look once more. And the Bible tells us in that book of Isaiah, he says, just look. No matter the situation, God is there, willing to help us. And no matter what you're going through this morning, God is there, willing to help you. God is willing to carry you along every step of the way, if you'll only look to Him. And that's the requirement that God sets out for each and every one, and for the work of God to go forward in this land. We have to look to God, that He will help us every step. So mothers, fathers, grandparents, sons or daughters, for you to go forward today, for you to go forward, you need God by your side. For we will not go forward without Him. And there is no church in this land that will go forward spiritually without the Lord with us. Without the Lord with us. And the Lord by his side. So I want you just for a moment. I want you to be encouraged. And I want you to do something for me. Just stop for a moment what you're doing. And think about what's going on. And realize that the things around about us are just temporary. And that sometimes we just need to slow down. And sometimes we need to appreciate the family and the things around about us. And when we enjoy our family circle, looking forward to what God can do in their lives. Praying that the Lord will point those outside of Christ to Him. Take a moment to think on eternal matters. Pray that God will gloriously save them. Requirement to look. There's another requirement quickly. It says in the Scriptures in that verse 22, look unto me. And the requirement is for the child of God, or God's children, is to look unto God. You see, there's a requirement that we're to look up. There's a requirement to go forward. But now there's a requirement to look to God. And the words here remind us about God. They remind us, that this, as it says at the end of this verse, for I am God and there is none else. It reminds us that God is the only God. It reminds us that all we have to do is to look unto Him. And when we think of this word, the Bible just clearly tells us, as a people, maybe a person who's wandering away, look back to God or look to Him. And the end of the verse does something wonderful. It clarifies who we have to look to. It says, look to God, for I am God and there is none else. And the indication here is that people are looking to idols and people are looking to things in their lives which make them feel good or makes them have pleasure. However, God's saying, that's not what we're looked to. Yes, we're to have the fun. Yes, we're to have the fellowship. Yes, we're to have the joy. Because the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. But the Bible tells us here that we need to look to God. We're not to look to our own righteousness. We're not to look to our own hearts. The Bible says our hearts is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. And who shall know it? But God says, clarity, look unto me. What a blessing it is for God to give clarity to the child of God, just to look unto Him. So often people look away from the things of God, but the child of God this morning is to be encouraged just to gaze upon God. Maybe starting this Mother's Day, to look unto the One who loved us and gave Himself for our sins. That's the requirement of God. But there's an invitation for the child of God just to take time before the Lord. Just to take time, it says, look unto me. Yes, I know that each one of us have faced hard times. Yes, I know the last year has been tough. And I know, I'm sure I know, that many of you have shed tears this last year and found it oh so difficult. I know. I have too. And all of us know the effects of this last year, and we're still feeling some of those effects today. But as we come in this Mother's Day today, we're coming with confidence. We're coming with confidence because God is inviting His children just to rely on Him. Just to lean upon God. And as we come to do it today, we do so in the confidence that God is just inviting us to come and look to Him. Inviting us to draw near unto the Lord our God. Because He wants to bless us. He wants to draw near. He wants us to be a blessed people. He wants us to be moved. And we want the Lord's hand to move and be upon us in these days and upon our families. And we want God to do a work for all eternity. And we're invited by God's requirement just to come boldly and reverently. Just to come lovingly before God. That each one who knows and loves the Lord would want to see God answer prayers. Last Saturday, my mother was 70 years of age. Seemed for her, asked her, did she feel like she was 70? She says, no. And my dad says, well, you soon will. If you know what the reality was, and there somebody said she reached a big age. She says, well, it's just another age. And so, as each one of us grow every year, we say, well, it's just another day. Do you know, it's lovely to see as your family grow old, they grow old with you. And grow older together. And I'm sure that I know my mom, every time I talk to mom, she says, no matter what I'm saying, she always says these words, I miss you. So I just live next door to her, so of course that's the case. And then she says, I love you. And mothers and fathers, and I'm sure grandfathers and grandmothers, are saying to their children, we love you. I know there's been difficult times in this restriction, but we do. We love each and every one. But let me be very clear. Maybe there's someone gathered in this meeting or listening online. And you're far from where you know that you should be. You know your mother or your grandmother's been praying. They're praying dear for you, praying to God who answers prayer. They love you. Not only because you're a family member, but they love you because they want to see you saved. They want to see you gloriously won for Christ. They want to see you doing something maybe you haven't done in a long time. Just look to God. Leave your life and your situation unto the Lord. Because we want to see God work. And whether it is the good times or whether it's the bad times, God encourages us just to do something, just to look to Him. I know sometimes it can be hard. But no matter the situation, I would encourage you to do something for me. As God commands us, just look up. Just look up. You know, in the Scriptures, there's another young man. You know the passage of Scripture in Acts chapter 7. Stephen, the first Christian martyr. Stephen, that first Christian martyr, he was being stoned. They don't want to hear the message. They don't want to know what the message is. And verse 55 says, this is, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, he looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing in the right hand of God. And they don't want the message. But no matter what Stephen was going through, the Bible says he looked up. And just like every one of us, maybe we didn't know the effects would be of one person standing, watching that happen. And maybe we look at our family and say, or look at a friend, you say, well, they're far from God. And I'm looking to God. But don't see the acts of their lives being moved by God. Maybe Stephen didn't know the influence he had over Saul of Tarsus. But all Stephen did was he looked up. Little did he know that upon that road to Damascus, and one thing I want you to remember about that road to Damascus was that God didn't say, never Saul went to go to Damascus. God didn't say, no, you're not going to Damascus. God said to Saul, you're going, but you're going different. You're going as a child of the King of Kings. But little did Stephen know that very soon, that man whose coats and verse, I think it's verse number 58, yes, they cast him out of the city and stoned him, and the witnesses laid down their coats at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And little did they know that when he looked up to the Lord would reach into the heart of another. No wonder Paul said, no wonder he cried in the book of Philippians. And one verse of Scripture I always touches my heart is that verse 10 that says that I might know him. But Paul in verse number 13 of that Acts chapter number or Philippians chapter 3, he said, brethren, I count myself not to have apprehended, but this one thing that I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And now we find that he wants to press forward into the high calling. You see, by looking up, you see, his high calling was they looked up to the Lord, and they looked up to the Lord, and they gazed upon what God could do. We find that the Apostle Paul, well, he wasn't at the time, Saul of Tarsus, he found out that God can make a difference in his life. Very quickly, thirdly, who is the requirement for? It says in verse 22, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. All the ends of the earth. That means it's for you and I. But the invitation is implied that we should look up. that we must do something. Look unto God. And I'm convinced that there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. You can read Romans 8 and verse number, and right through from verse 28 down, you'll find that nothing. My favorite verse in that chapter, and in any chapter, is Romans 8 and verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? You know, there's nothing can be against us. And the love of God is for us. And God is for us in our lives. But I'm convinced that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And if we would just look to God in these days, if we would just look up, we would see that the wonderful hand of God made bare. Because I am certain, I believe it with all my heart, that God is able. And oh, what a joy it is to be used of God. And the gladness in our hearts when it comes, when souls are gloriously saved. And the reason we should look unto God is that He's a just God. He's a gracious God. And He's a merciful God. You know, mercy means it's not deserved. We don't deserve His mercy. But He gives it freely. And He says, just look up to Me. And remember the end of that verse. It tells us that there's no other God but Him. It says, for I am God, and there is none else. And there's a warning to those that don't believe, by the way, that there is none else. But there's a confidence to the believer that they are trusting in the only one true God. One true God. Remember the book of Timothy, where Paul writes to Timothy and encourages. He says, encourage you, Timothy, to fight the good fight. He says, to finish the course. He says, to keep going. Keep going. He says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. And he was encouraging Timothy and encouraged the people just to rely on God. To rely on God. So this Mother's Day, can I just ask if you to do something? Look up. Look up. Maybe you never thought of just in contacting your mother or saying to your mum this Monday, I just want to thank the Lord that you're saved, Mum. I want to thank the Lord that that God saved your life. I want to thank the Lord for the influence that you've given in my life. That you encouraged me in my home to look to God. That you encouraged me in my life just to gaze my eyes upon God. God says a requirement. And that's for you. There's just one other verse of Scripture I want to read for you with you this morning. With that verse, and I just want to comment just briefly, then I'll close. This is found in the book of Revelation, chapter 21. It's the last five words in the verse 27. Revelation 21, verse 27, the last five words, or read the last line. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. There's looking up. There's looking up. Is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? And maybe you say, preacher, I haven't listened much this morning. Well, I want you to listen to the last part of this meeting. Is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? I read a story not so long ago. And I want to share that story with you and then comment just at the very, very close. And my desire is that just for a moment, that for this moment in time, you'll forget everything that's going around in this world today. Forget everything that's outside, but you'll now just think about these things. I read a story. I trust that it has helped to help you to grow closer to the Lord. In a home, the mother of the home was very, very ill. She had come to the last moments of her life. Suddenly her life was being drawn from her. But on her dying hours, she requested of her husband to bring the children in one by one. He brought the oldest in and she hugged him tight. This godly mother prayed over her son and whispered in his ear. The next child was called. She did the same. The next child the same. And the next one. Till it came to her little daughter, that little child, little baby. As she got as the child came in, she grabbed that child and drew her close to herself. Tears began to fall over her eyes. And she looks at her husband. And these are the words she said. Bring all those children home with you. Bring all those children home with you. And that woman passed into God's eternity, calling on her husband to do all that he can to see those children won for Christ. To bring them home. Let me ask you this morning, is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? If so, bring your children with you. Do all that you can to have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I know we cannot save them. We can pray for them. We can look up. But do all that you can. For when the roll is called up yonder and your name summoned in glory, wouldn't you want their name summoned too? So I say to everyone, do all that you can. Because your loved ones need you to take action. So today, just look up. What a gift a mother would get if one would just trust in Jesus Christ and just give your life to God today. You know, I know what would happen in the home if someone, they heard of the news. We phone the granny, and granny says, do you know what happened today? I've got saved. They'd shed tears of joy. You say to a mother, Mum, I got saved. Or you say to a wife, I've just got saved. Or maybe that mother in the home is not saved. And you say, oh, husband, I've just got saved. You know, the joy in the hearts. When I read that story which Spurgeon tells, it gripped my heart. The challenge of a dying mother, bring all those children home with you. So look up. Look up. Let's close our meeting with a word of prayer. Thank you for spending time around God's Word this morning, and we trust the Lord will bless. Do you remember the service this evening? We're going to look in the book of Genesis and the events of the Garden of Eden. Let's just close our meeting with a word of prayer. Our gracious God, loving Heavenly Father, we do delight to come into Thy presence. We thank Thee for Thy gracious love and Thy care for every one of our lives. Lord, we pray for everyone that's gathered in the Lord's house this day, for all those who are listening online. Pray Thy word will go forth and a challenge to their hearts too, just to look to Thee. O Lord, what a blessing it is to know that we have the confidence in the Lord our God. O Lord, we thank Thee at the close of this meeting for saving our souls. And we who are saved are like what was said of Queen Victoria many years ago. She called upon, when she was asked, would she meet her in heaven? She said, by the all-atoning blood of Jesus Christ, I'll be there. Lord, I pray that many will be there. Many will join us in glory and draw the prodigals in, I pray. Lord, do answer prayer. Take us to our homes in safety. O Lord, we thank Thee, O God, that Thou hast enabled help from above. Do lead and guide. And bless us in the ministry. Bless the Word of God this evening. And Lord, we pray as the people meet in their homes. O Lord, may they constantly look up to Thee Maybe hear good news of God. God saving souls. Lord, do dwell with us, I pray. Part us with thy blessing. Take us our homes in safety this day, we pray, in the Savior's precious name's sake. Amen. Amen.